Hey guys, this is your host, The Awkward Adult, and today The Awkward Adult is here to talk to you, try to motivate you, to provide you that one last kick that you really need to start off with working out. Yes, dear Awkwards, I know I have been there and I have done that. I have always struggled to inculcate physical activities like a rigorous workout session in my daily life. And I really suck at doing things that require self-discipline and self-motivation. I always start off good, but it fizzles out in a week. And technically, I'm a skinny person. I don't really need to do it for weight loss, but I have been asked by my doctors, plural, to inculcate at least 30 minutes of cardio 3 to 4 days a week. I mostly have done yoga and cycling, but my real struggle has always been that, you know, how people popularly say that you feel energized after a good workout. Well, I never felt that. In fact, less so. After working out, I usually prefer doing it in the morning. So after a shower, I have breakfast and I feel hella tired, and I take a nap and end up feel grogging the whole day. And I used to wonder how in the world can people feel energized after workout. So fast forward to 3 months back, I discovered this workout regime called high intensity interval training, or HIIT in short, which involves bursts of intense exercise alternated with low intensity recovery periods. So as I said, I'm a skinny person, but all the junks that I have been eating had accumulated this layer of fat in my tummy, and I hated it. It wasn't much, but I didn't want this mount of unhealthy fat lurking in my body. So I started off with this regime, and let me tell you guys, I saw a considerable amount of difference in 15 days. And I look back to what difference I did that made me continue it for like 2 months, weighted against previously when I could only do it for like, you know, a week. So I jotted down 4 tricks that might even help you, because it has helped me through this process. And so here it goes. Now that we know what to do, let's come to how to make us do it. Let's face it, exercising is hard and it takes toll on willpower. So we need to get behind the science of it. The main root, willpower. As I have already talked about it previously, contrary to popular beliefs, willpower is a limited resource we have. And what do we do with limited resource? Let's reel back to our class 6 science class. Okay class, so who will tell me what do we do when we have non-renewable resources and we want to prevent them from depleting fast? Yes, you, class 6 awkward adult.
So to prevent non-renewable resources from getting depleted, we either replace it with renewable resources or we use it judiciously and also give it time to replenish.
Excellent answer, 6th class awkward adult. 50 points to Gryffindor. So, as the class 6th awkward adult has rightly said, we need to give it time to replenish. So the first thing to keep in mind is taking breaks. A break of 1 day after 4th or 5th day would really help you keep going. Now the second one, that is gradation. Previously, the problem I usually faced on being consistent was that mostly I could go up to 7 days, and I always started with this 60 minutes of workout, which really left me totally depleted. So the second trick is, don't start with intense workout from day one. It will really tire you out and it will leave your willpower totally depleted, because it will seem impossible to continue. The way I started this time was that for the first 7 days, I did only 10 minutes a day. From the 8th to the 21st day, I added 10 minutes more. So it was 20 minutes per day. So you have to see what suits you and start as such. Then from 22nd day to the 16th day, that was yesterday, I alternated with 23, 33 and 47 minutes per day. And a habit takes around 2 months to build, so around 60 days. And your brain will get used to it and you will no longer need the willpower to carry on. The third one is food. I really adore Victoria's Secret model for their figure, poise and grace. So I have been following their workout and what they eat. And by the way, did you know that the biggest lingerie shop of the world was opened not for women but men? Yeah, so this man went to the supermarket to get lingerie for his wife and was identified as a creep. So he went back home and founded the biggest lingerie shop of the world so that men can go and buy underwears for their wives. I mean, could you even have thought that? Anyways, coming back to the topic, I'm not body shaming or I'm not trying to celebrate skinny body type or, you know, motivate having that type of body. But the only reason I'm mentioning this is because they are really fit, and that is my point, being fit. So they follow this 80-20 rule where they eat healthy foods 80% of the time and junk 20% of the time. That makes it eating junk once a week. And also the reason I'm including this is because starting off eating only healthy will again deplete your willpower to carry on. So you need to start with this 80, you can start with this 80-20 rules, which allows you to have cheat days every seventh day. So the fourth one is keeping track of visual progress. So this is totally your call, but since my area of concern was belly fat, it really helped me and motivated me to carry on. I used to take a picture every 15th day and it helped me to start the next lap. So that is one trick that you can take up. Being healthy and taking care of your health is becoming very expensive. So it's better that you start curbing this right at the root. There are two steps of being healthy. The first one is eating the right food, and the second one is doing the right physical activities for your body type. If you just eat the right food, that will reduce the elements of your body to a considerable amount, and adding physical activities 3 to 4 days a week can actually do an incredible turnaround to your body. Now, coming back to my personal experience, I have been doing this regularly for 57 to 60 days now, and let me tell you this, previously I used to do only yoga and cycling and it really burnt me out totally. I used to go and take naps and sleep off and I didn't even have any stamina. I used to feel tired all day long, but these workouts are actually very invigorating, and to my surprise it has left me really alert and feeling fresh, which was new for me since I never had felt this good after workout in my life, like ever. And I could see considerable amount of change in my belly fat in 15 days. And I would also like to tell you something else too. I often come across these posts about accepting your body as it is, and I totally get it. I totally understand it. There are many health conditions in which you just gain weight and become obese, and losing fat is hard for those people. But accepting obesity for what it is and not doing anything about it is not a good advice. Obesity leads to a ton of health complications, which is not good for an individual, and we should always strive towards being healthy. So know the difference. Also, workout results vary from people to people and the type of workout too. So it would be better if you consult a dietitian first before doing anything. That's totally your call. And also a reminder, regular full body checkups are really important, especially for women. So try to make sure that you have once every year or every 2 years, because I took one a year back and it had really helped me pinpoint my problems and deal better with them. And now there is this aspect of mental health benefits, like from exercise. Like exercise helps you deal with anxiety, depression and overall focus. But personally, I haven't experienced it yet, so that's why I didn't include it. But I did have a better energy level after the workout. Like I said, previously I used to feel groggy and tired all days, but now I, by the grace of God, I don't. So guys, I hope this episode would be helpful to you and must have given you some insights and tricks. I am hoping it works out for you. I will be back with a new topic next week. Till then, eat healthy, eat junk in a balanced amount, work out tight, and be overall happy. See you. Bye bye. Do.